Simon & Schuster Audio presents 4 Seconds to Lose, a novel by K.A. Tucker. Read by Elizabeth Louise and Sebastian York.
I believe some people are inherently evil. I believe guilt is a powerful motivator. I believe redemption is something you can strive for, but never fully achieve. I believe second chances exist only in dreams, never in reality. I believe you don't have years or months or weeks to impact a person's life. You have seconds. Seconds to win them over, and seconds to lose them. Cain. Chapter 1. Cain. 10 years ago. Blood drops decorate the dusty gray concrete like an abstract piece of art. The stocky brute facing me, his bottom lip split open, an angry cut across his cheekbone, can account for some of that. But given the colossal beating I'm taking at the hands of this recently paroled rapist, most of that blood is probably mine. Holding my left elbow tight against the ribs that he just splintered with a series of powerful blows, I struggle not to wince as my feet shuffle back toward the ropes of the makeshift ring. Screams and shouts bombard me from all angles, echoing through the underground parking lot of the downtown business building. Normally, I have a decent crowd of rich bitches throwing their names, numbers, and pretty boy comments at me. Not tonight, though. All of these people took the 20-to-1 odds against me, and they're no doubt picturing sandy beaches and shiny BMWs. Hell, I almost bet against me. But there's not a person in the world that I trust with that kind of money to place it for me. Except maybe Nate. But he's 14 and a known associate of mine, so I might as well have painted a target on his head if I sent him to the bookie.
"Come on, pansy ass,"
Jones bellows, slamming his meaty fists together, a wicked grin on his face. I remain silent as Nate splashes my face with cool water and I swig some back, trying to rinse the coppery taste out of my mouth. I've heard this guy likes to draw his beatings out, so I'm not worried about him charging me like a bull. I am worried about the crowd shoving me in, though. I can feel their impatience swelling in the air over my paws. They want to see my skull hit the ground. Now. This is real underground fighting. The kind that brings the high-rolling criminal element and thrill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?